Next, we're going to go over some of the characteristics of the sympathetic nervous system itself. And I just want to remind you as a repeat that these neurons that are involved with the sympathetic division are going to synapse in ganglia that are located fairly close to the spinal cord. So as opposed to synapsing with ganglia that are located at the organs that are being innervated, as would be the case with the parasympathetic nervous system. So there's two kinds of ganglia we need to talk about here. The sympathetic chain ganglia are sometimes called the lateral ganglia, and these are going to be located just outside of the spinal cord, lateral to the spinal column. So they would be close to the vertebrae, lateral to the spinal column itself. And neurons from these ganglia are going to control the body wall, the thoracic cavity, and the head and the limbs. Another type of ganglia that plays an important role in the sympathetic nervous system are the collateral ganglia, and these are located anterior to the vertebral bodies. So they're going to be anterior, and they contain neurons which are going to innervate tissues and organs in the abdomen and the pelvis. Now, another very important part of the sympathetic nervous system are the adrenal glands, and specifically the adrenal medulla, which is a portion of the adrenal gland. And if you take a look at the picture of the sympathetic nervous system, you'll notice that although most of the preganglionic neurons in red are fairly short, and they pretty quickly synapse with the black postganglionic neurons, there's one preganglionic neuron that goes all the way to the adrenal gland. So it remains that preganglionic red neuron going all the way to the adrenal glands. And this is important because the center of the adrenal gland, or the adrenal medulla, is a modified ganglia in itself, and it has short axons which release a neurotransmitter directly into the bloodstream. And these neurotransmitters are going to function as hormones. And I want to remind you that the neurotransmitter that is involved with the sympathetic nervous system is going to be epinephrine and norepinephrine. So these are the neurotransmitters that we lump together oftentimes when we talk about adrenaline. And these are going to be secreted directly from the adrenal medulla into the bloodstream. So in addition, with the sympathetic nervous system, in addition to the neurons bringing adrenaline or bringing epinephrine and norepinephrine directly to the organs, they're also going to be flooding the bloodstream with these neurotransmitters, which are then going to act as hormones. This is kind of an unusual situation of a neurotransmitter being used both for communication between two nerves, or in this case, a nerve and an organ, and also being used as a hormone. It's kind of unusual. So other things to keep in mind, the postganglionic fibers are going to bring the signal to the effectors, and the effectors in this case are going to be the organs and the glands that are involved with the sympathetic response.